From the pasuk vishinantam, we learn shinan, that a person must be sharp. Sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha, shem yishal lecha adam davar, al tegam gem betaymer loy, ela emar loy miyad. A person shouldn't hesitate when he's asked a question in Torah, but rather he should immediately give him the answer. When two people argue in Torah, in divrei Torah, it's really not a war because they're arguing, but rather it's a war of love because it's divrei Torah. From v'samtem es devarai eila, the word v'samtem is two words, sam tum, a full poison, meaning that it heals, and it's potent, very potent medicine that keeps a person healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Yetzirah, and if you're Isaac b'Tyra, you won't be put into the Yetzirah's hand, since Tyra is like a spice that covers up the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, even his creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called him bad and hard. Rabbi Yitzchok says, the Yetzirah renews its strength every day, and even wants to kill a person. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help, we would not be able to fight it. From the pasuk Kechu Nashim V'Hailidai Banim in Yeshaya, we learn that a man has a chiyuv to marry off his sons and find husbands for his daughters. Aye, the Gemara asks, one can have control for his son to find him a wife, since a man takes a woman. But how can we guarantee that a man will want to marry his daughter? In other words, a man can't force somebody to marry his daughter. It's normally the man that goes and marries the woman. Gemara answers, he should give her nice clothing, so men will want to marry her. We know that a man is mechuyav to teach his son an umnas, a profession, since his son must be able to make his wife happy, so he'll need to have a parnasa in order to do this. The pasuk says, kabed es avicha v'yesi mecha. And somewhere else it says, ish imay v'aviv tirai, to equate kvayt Hashem to kvayt hamakam, that one must give similar kavod to both, since all were partners in creating the child. Hashem, the mother, and the father are the three shutvim in creating a particular person. When a person honors his father and his mother, Hashem considers it as if you honor him too. But since by nature a person normally would honor his mother more than the father, because a mother speaks nicely to the son, the pasuk says, kabed es avicha v'yesimecha first, to tell you to honor your father just as much as you would honor your mother. And fear is vice versa, that a person would normally fear his father more than his mother. So therefore the pasuk says the mother first. Ish imay v'aviv tirai. Taf lamed aleph. Any person who does an avera privately, it's as if he says Hashem is not there. So it's like he pushes the feet of Hashem away, because if he does it privately, it's as if he believes that in a private place Hashem won't see him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, a person shouldn't go dalat amas with his head up in the air, and Rabbi Huna never walked four amas without his hair uncovered. If both one's parents ask for something at the exact same moment, the kavod should first be given to the father, since both the child and the mother are mechuyav to be mechabed the father. But if they're divorced, then you can be mechabed either of them, because kavod to both of them at that point are equal. How far does the mitzvah of kibud avaim go? We learned a story about a guy in Ashkelon who lost 600,000 shkalim on a business deal because the key to the safe was under the pillow of his father, and the father was sleeping on that pillow, and he didn't want to wake his father up. So he was rewarded with having a para aduma born within his herd, to which he was paid a lot of money for the para aduma. So if this guy, who isn't a mitzvah v'aisa, since he's a guy, and he wasn't mitzvah in the mitzvah of kibud avaim, and he was rewarded so much, surely a mitzvah v'aisa who does it, i.e. a Jew, will be rewarded, and rewarded greatly. As we know from Rabbi Chanina, that gadol ha-mitzuvah v'aisa, mishe'en ha-mitzuvah v'aisa. A person who is mitzuvah in something, and he does the mitzvah, is even greater than a person who does a mitzvah who is not mitzuvah in it. Rabbi Yosef, who is blind, if he hears that the Gemara says, if he hears that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is pater for mitzvahs, he will make, he said, a suda meal, since although he's pater, if he does it anyways, it's a very big schus. But later when he heard gadol ha-mitzuvah v'aisa, mishe'en ha-mitzuvah v'aisa, he said that he would rejoice also. Tysus brings a raya from here, but although a woman is putter from a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, she can make a bracha if she wants to. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's why Rabbi Yosef was so excited that even though he's putter from doing the mitzvah, if he does it anyway, it's a big schus, because he was allowed to do it under the option that if he wants to, he would get the schus of doing it. The Rambam, however, argues, as the Rambam always argues by brachas and is always machmer by brachas, that a woman cannot make a bracha on something which she's not mechuyavim. So a mitzvah seish hazman grama, she would not be allowed to make a bracha on. This is nageya, for example, bizman hazeh, let's say by halal, where lemaisa, this is a machlokes machaber and ramah, which can be found in Siman Yud Zayin. The machaber is machmer, like the Rambam, that a woman would not be allowed to make a bracha on halal, or anything that's a mitzvah seish hazman grama, but the ramah holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman could make a bracha on something that she's not mechuyavan, and something which is a mitzvah seish hazman grama, that even though it's something that she's not mechuyavan, if she wants to do the mitzvah, she can also make a bracha as well. the logic behind Gadol HaMetzuvah V'Aisa, Misha Eina Metzuvah V'Aisa, really doesn't make sense, if you think about it. Quite to the contrary, if a person is commanded to do a mitzvah, then a person does the mitzvah out of Yira, right? But if you weren't commanded to do the mitzvah, and you do it out of Ahava, that should be much bigger, because if you do something out of Ahava, even though you're not mechuyev to do it, you do it anyway, that should be on a much higher level. You could answer, when a Jew does a mitzvah, he doesn't only do it as a tzivoy, but also out of tzavtza. Both are derivatives of the word mitzvah. Tzavtza means getting close. Therefore, getting close is really only shayach if a person is commanded to do something. As the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, L'reach shmanecha tovim, l'shemen turak shemecha. L'reach shmanecha tovim is referring to the avos. They were just doing all the mitzvahs, just a smell. They were ena mitzvah in all the mitzvahs, yet they did the mitzvahs. But l'shemen turak shemecha, this is us. It's like pouring perfume, which is even greater than a smell. This is after Kabbalah Satayr, where we actually all mitzvah in all the mitzvahs. Therefore, it's on a much higher level and allows us to get much closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom because we're actually mitzvah in doing the mitzvahs. There's a possibility if you give your father the best food in the world, you'll get no reward. That's if you do it with a very bad attitude. In one case, the reward for Kibbut Av HaEm was that Avimi was able to understand the good news, which was the pshat in the Kapitel Tilla Mayantes of Mizmor Lo'asaf. The Gemara brings stories of many Amoraim and how they were mechabed their parents. But one says, Ashrei mi, lucky is the one who didn't see his parents, like Abaya, whose father died before he was born and whose mother died when he was born. Because then you don't have the nisayin of trying to do the mitzvah of Kibbut Av HaEm with the proper amount of respect. A person is mechuyev to honor his father while his father is alive, as well as he's mechuyev to honor him after his father dies. For example, when he's not living and one says over a Dvar Torah from his father, he should say, Kvayd Avi Meiri Zichreinai Livracha. What is considered honoring your parents? Kabed es avicha ve'asimecha. And what is considered fearing your parents? Ish imay ve'aviv tiro. Fear means you don't stand or sit in his place, and you don't contradict his words. Kavod is feeding, drinking, dressing, and taking them out of the house. Daf Lamed Beis, as background. We know that the Shemitah cycle, which is 7 years, Maaser Rishon, we give in years 1 through 6 of the Shemitah cycle. Maaser Sheni, we give to the Levi, in years 1 and 2, and years 4 and 5. Maaser Ani, we give in years 3 and 6. Maaser Sheni, you take up to Yerushalayim. But if you can't, you're paid out of town. If the owner redeems it this way, he must add a chemish, an extra fifth. But a stranger who redeems it does not have to add a chemish. And if a father and a son or a Rebbe and a Talmud redeem Maaser Sheni for each other, they don't have to add a chemish since they're considered two distinct and different people. They asked the Talmidim Master of Elazar, how far does one have to go with Kibbut Av? They answered, and he answered, to the point that if the father took a lot of the son's money and threw it into the sea, and a person still did not get angry at him. A person is not allowed to get angry at him. But a father shouldn't do these types of things to test his son, since if the son doesn't pass the test, the father would be over on Lifnei Iver or on Bal Tashchis. But Trumas HaDeshen, which is brought on Al Adaf from Yeridea, Simon, Reish Mem, Sifchafei, discusses a case of a son who wanted to travel to a distant country to learn Torah under the leadership of a prominent Talmud Chacham, a big Rosh Yeshiva. His father, however, objected to the trip on the grounds of the potential physical danger involved, which would cause him much anxiety. The Trumas HaDeshen responded that the son need not obey his father in this case, because the mitzvah of Torah study takes precedence over Kibbut Av HaEm. The Trumas HaDeshen brings several proofs to this principle. Amongst them, he cites the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, that states that Yaakov Avinu was not punished for neglecting Kibbut Av HaEm during the 14 years that he was studying Torah in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, thus indicating that Torah study takes precedence over the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. The Marik in Simen Kuf Samach Vav rules that a son is not obligated to listen to his father's objections to his choice of a wife, and he cites 3 reasons for this ruling. Number one, he said since the Gemara concludes that a son is not obligated to honor his parents at his own expense, Kibbut Av Mishel Av, so too argues the Marik that a son is not required to forego the wife of his choice for the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. Secondly, the Marik says that marrying a woman of one's choice is considered a mitzvah, since it promotes marital harmony, in contrast to being forced by his parents to marry somebody else. Thus, the father's request is considered to be in conflict with the son's performance of a mitzvah. Therefore, he doesn't have to listen to his father. And lastly, he says, a son is technically not obligated to obey his father's wishes in such a case that does not relate to his personal comfort or benefit, as is cited in the opinion of the Rambam and the Rashba. If someone's father was over on Divrei Torah, don't say to your father, you're over on Divrei Torah. Just tell him the Torah says, kach v'kach, and he'll figure out on his own the lav that he was over. If a person was on his way to do a mitzvah, and his father asked him for a drink, it's a machlekes which comes first. But if someone else can do the other mitzvah for you, all agree that kibbutz comes first. The Gemara says, Av shemachal al kvaydei, kvaydei machal. Father can be machal on his kavod if he wants to. Aval rav shemachal al kvaydei, ein kvaydei machal. A rabbi cannot be machal on his kavod. Rabbi Yosef says, Afilu rav shemachal al kvaydei, kvaydei machal. Even if a rav wants to be machal on his kavod, he can do it also. Aval nasi shemachal al kvaydei, ein kvaydei machal. I.e. Rabbi Gamaliel, for example, cannot be machal on his kavod since he's a nasi. However, a Gadol Hadar can serve others if he wants to. For example, we see by Avraham Avinu, who was the Gadol Hadar, and he served the Malachim. In Vayikra Yotas we learn, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Vaidarta Pnei Zakin, V'yareisim Elokecha, Ani Hashem. In front of an old man, you should get up, you should give honor to a Zakin, and be afraid of Hashem. The second Zakin teaches us that this Chiyav is only for an old man who's a Talmud Chacham. Zakin is equal to Zeh Kana, one who is Kaina Tyra. Not Stam, an old person who's an Amaretz. Rabbi Yossi argues and says one must stand up for all old people, even if they're not a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, even if someone is young, but if he's a Talmud Chacham, you must still stand up for him. However, even for an old Talmud Chacham, you only have to stand up, but you don't have to actually spend money for him. Daf Lamed Gimel. The mitzvah of standing up for an old man or a Talmud Chacham is only if you're not in the middle of doing work, where you have to stop, for example, cutting diamonds. If you would lose money for the loss of work time, then you don't have to stand up. Rabbi Yochanan says, we see from the mitzvah of Bikurim, Kama Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that you have to do it mamish at the time that it comes up, and you shouldn't wait. He also said, everywhere you're allowed to think words of Torah, except for in the Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaMerchatz. And one doesn't have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham while he's in the Beis HaKiseh. A person is mechuyav to stand up for a Talmud Chacham when the Talmud Chacham comes within 4 amas of you. If, however, you're a Talmud Muvak, you must stand up as soon as you see a Rebbe, even if it's from a distance. A Talmud Chacham should attempt to take a longer route. In other words, not to directly go through town, but rather take a longer route around, so people won't necessarily see him and have to be matriach to stand up for him. A Talmud Chacham who goes out of his way to bother doing this and go out of his way so he doesn't bother the people, he will have arichas yamim. Any Talmud Chacham who doesn't stand up for his Rebbe is called a rasha, will not have arichas yamim, and will forget his learning because he's not a yiras Hashem. If the son is the Rebbe of the father, does the father have to stand up for his son or not? And finally, do you have to stand up for a sefer Torah? It's a kal v'chomer. If you must stand up for those who teach Torah, surely one must stand up for the Torah itself. Daf Lamed Daled. Any mitzvah, which is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are paterin. What exactly is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? For example, sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, which is a specific time, lulav, which is brought only on sukkahs, shayfer, which is only done on Rosh Hashanah, and tzitzis, which are only worn during the day, as well as tefillin, either because tefillin are not worn at night, or because tefillin are not worn on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, that makes them a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Taisvah says, we paskin that midaraisa, night, is a zman tefillin, but it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama because we don't wear them on Shabbos and Yontif. This is because tefillin are considered an ois between us and Hashem, and on Shabbos and Yontif, we don't need an ois because these days themselves act like an ois, as a sign between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara asks, what is a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama, one which does not have a time limit? The Gemara answers, mezuzah, which always is person is always mechuyev in mezuzah. Also, a person is always mechuyev in makkah, in putting a fence around his roof, or ashavas aveda, returning a lost object, or shiluach hakan, sending away the mother of the birds. So since these have no time limit, women are mechuyev in all of them. The Gemara asks, but we mentioned before that this is a universal rule, that women are always mechuyev in a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama, and they're never chayev in a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What about matzah? Matzah we eat it only on the first night of Pesach, and women are chayev, but why it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Rashi brings from the Gemara Psachim, where the pasuk says, "Lo seichal alav chametz, shivas yamim seichal alav matzas." The Torah puts the "lo saseh" together with the "asei." So whoever is chayev natid chametz is also chayev to eat matzas. Kol she yeshnan b'lo saseh, yeshnan b'asei. Or how about simcha? Women are also chayev in v'samachta b'chagecha, even though it's on Yontif, and even though it's only a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why should women be chayev in that mitzvah? Or how about Hakel? The pasuk says, Hakel as ha-nashim, nashim v'taf. The 8th year, which is the year after Shemitah, all of Klal Yisrael would come on Sukkot, even women, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would read certain psukim in the Torah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why should women be mechuyev in it? We just set a general rule that women are always pater from a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And then we have the opposite question. Before we set a general rule that women are always chayev in a mitzvah saseh shalei hazman grama. But what about Talmud Torah? Even though people are always mechuyev to learn Torah, And therefore, it's a mitzvah to say, Shalei hazman grama. Therefore, you would think women should be chayev because of this general rule. But we know that women are pater because the pasuk says, Vishinantam levanecha. And we learn, Vishinantam levanecha v'loy livnaisecha. So your daughters are not mechuyev to learn Torah. Or what about period virivya? We know people are always chayev in the mitzvah of period virivya because the pasuk says, Pru ervur milu es haaretz. But only men are chayev and women are pater. Aye, it's a mitzvah to say, Shalei hazman grama. Why should women be pater? Especially, we have a special lima there that women are pater because it talks about conquering. And only the people who normally conquer, i.e. men, are mechuyev in the mitzvah of period berivya. Pru ervu amilu es haaretz. What about pinyan aben? Pinyan aben, the same thing. There's always a chiyev of pinyan aben. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to say, shalei hazman grama, yet we see women are pater. Rabbi Yochanan answers that you can't learn from a klal that every single thing is included in the rule. But rather, there can always be exceptions. So despite the fact that the general rule is mitzvah seish hazman grama, women are paterin, and mitzvah seish shalei hazman grama, women are chayavin, but yet there are exceptions to that rule. And then the Gemara asks, where do we know this general rule that women are always pater in a mitzvah asay shazman grama? We learn it from tefillin. Just like from tefillin, women are pater, we learn this from a mematzino. Since by tefillin, women are pater, and it's a mitzvah seish shazman grama, so too, all other mitzvah seish shazman grama, women are pater. And how do we know in the first place that women are pater from tefillin? This is learned from Talmud Torah. Women are pater from Talmud Torah, since the pasuk says, Vishinantam levanecha. And just after this pasuk, it says, Ukshartam li'ais ayadecha, which is referring to tefillin. So just like women are pater from Talmud Torah, they're pater from tefillin. Why don't we compare mezuzah and tefillin, and say that women are chayev and tefillin, just like they're chayev and mezuzah? Our answer, since Talmud Torah and tefillin are next to each other in both the first parsha of Kriyashma and the second parsha of Kriyashma, while tefillin and mezuzah are only together in the first parsha of Kriyashma. Therefore, it's better to learn the connection between Talmud Torah and tefillin, as opposed to learning the connection between mezuzah and tefillin. Why don't we then compare Talmud Torah to mezuzah and say that women should be pater from mezuzah? Just like women are pater from Talmud Torah, they should be pater from mezuzah. Our answer is, since just after mezuzah, it says the reward for mezuzah will be long life. L'man yirbu yameichem. So what, men should have a long life and women shouldn't? Therefore, you can't learn this either. And the Gemara asks, why do we need a special pasuk for sukkah? That women are pater, because we have a special pasuk, it says, Kala ezrach b'Yisrael. Therefore, we learn that women are pater from sukkah. Let's just say, it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama. That's why women are pater from sukkah. Abaye answers, I would think without a pasuk, still women should be chayev, because the pasuk says, Basukais teshvu shibas yamim. And we know teshvu means teshvu ke'en teduru. That teshvu, you have to stay in the sukkah as if you would be living in your house. You have to practice the same types of things you do in your house. And since both husband and wife are living in a house, women should be chayev also. Kamash malam, we need a special pasuk to tell you that women are pater. And this, by the way, teshvu ke'en teduru, we also learn the inyan of when tsar in the sukkah, you're allowed to leave the sukkah, because if it was raining and it was in your house, if there was a big leak in your roof in your house, you would also leave the house. Therefore, you could leave the sukkah the same way you leave the house. The Gemara then says the mitzvah of simcha on yontif is on the husband. He must provide simcha for his wife and for his family. As the pasuk says, v'samachta v'chagecha. And it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos regarding this mitzvah of simcha. Rashi learns that isha baila mesamcha means, the words isha baila mesamcha, that means that the husband has to buy her nice clothing. Tosfos asks, we know that simcha has to go with the kabana simcha, shalmei simcha, etc. And this Rashi is mashma that women are pater from this. Yes, but we know from the Gemara Chagiga Davav that women are chayev. So he answers, women really are also chayev in the karban, but it's the husband who actually eats the karban. The rule is, kol shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad ein melamdim. If the Torah gives you a rule in one place, you can learn other things from that rule. But if the Torah specifically states the same halacha by two places, you can't learn it out to a third place. Because the Torah bothered to put it in two places, it wanted you to learn this halacha only in these two places, not anywhere else. So kol shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad ein melamdim to anywhere else. The Gemara says the reason we can't learn out from matzah and hakel that women are chayev in a mitzvah seish hazman grama, because they're chayev in these two things, even though they're a mitzvah seish hazman grama, therefore learn it for everything else, is because of the rule of shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad ein melamdim. But this only works according to the Man D'Amar who holds shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad ein melamdim. But according to the Man D'Amar who holds shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad melamdim, we should be able to learn from matzah and hakel that women are chayev in a mitzvah seish hazman grama to everywhere else. Our answer is, as we know from Daf Lamed Hey, we're going to learn from tefillin by way of a hekish that women are always pater from tefillin. And since we learn that they're always pater from tefillin, we say that they're always pater from every other mitzvah seish hazman grama. And a hekish is stronger than a binyan av, which we have over here. A din in one place, which sets the halacha for other places. Where I ask, where do we learn that women are chayev in a mitzvah seish shalei hazman grama? We learn from ish imay v'aviv tiro. It It's plural, includes both male and female. And since this is a mitzvah, say shalai hazman grama, because a person is always mechuyev to honor his father and mother, and women are chayev also, so too, by all other mitzvah, say shalai hazman grama, women are chayev. Daf lamed hey. Although the general rule is that women are putter from period of arivia, since it says vikiv shuha, and only those who are kaivish, only those who conquer, i.e. men, are chayev in the mitzvah of period of arivia, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika argues, and says that even women are mechuyev in period of arivia, since it says, Vayavarem, Vayavarech Isam Elohim, Peru, Urvu, and so on and so forth. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, we can learn from Tfilin that women are always putter from a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, since the pasuk says, Vahaya lechala ayis ayotcha, ulezikaren beinenecha, and right afterwards it says, Leman tia tira sashem beficha. The entire tira is put next to the union of Tfilin, all the mitzvahs in the tira. Just like Tfilin, which is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, women are putter, so too in all the Torah, women are pater from any mitzvah seh shazman grama. And once we know from Tfilin that mitzvah seh shazman grama, women are pater, we can also learn that mitzvah seh shalei hazman grama, women are chayef. Aye, what about the Mandi Amar, a mayor, who holds Tfilin as a mitzvah seh shalei hazman grama, as we learn in Shabbos, Daf Samach Aleph? According to him, how will we learn that other mitzvah seh shazman grama, women are pater? Because according to him, Tfilin is not a mitzvah seh shazman grama at all. We learn it from the mitzvah of Riyah. How do we know that women are chayef in a mitzvah say shalei hazman grama? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Hei says, Ish ay isha ki yasa mikal chatois ha'adam. The Torah equated men and women for einshim when it comes to leisase and mamanus. Therefore, that's how we learn they're also chayev and everything else was a mitzvah say shalei hazman grama. And the Gemara says, although women are generally mechuyev in mitzvah leisase, there are three exceptions. One is leisa kifu, she's allowed to cut off her payas. Also, she is pater from leisa shchisu. Also, since the pasuk says b'nei Aaron and at b'nei Aaron, women are pater from dinei kahuna. Daf lamed vav. Women are pater from the isser of karcha, cutting off hair in honor of a mace. While this is learned from parshas kahanim, this p'tur for women applies to all women, even those that aren't b'nei kahanim. When the Torah says by tefillin b'nei nechem, it doesn't mean you put the tefillin shel reish on the forehead between the eyes, but rather b'nei nechem means on the top of your head at the front part of your hairline. We learn this from karcha, which applies to where the hair is. The Gemara says from the pasuk of Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem, Rabbi Yehuda holds, only if you act like a child are you considered the child of Hashem. But Rameir says, all of us are always considered like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, whether we act like children or not. The Mishnah. Smuchais, putting a hand on a karban. Tnufais, waving the karbanis. Hagashais, those menachas that must be brought to the corner of the Mizbeach. Kmitzais, which is done after a mincha, is prepared, the kayan takes a special handful. Ktiris and melikais, which is the snapping of the neck of an eif. Kabbalas hadam, receiving the blood. And zahais, sprinkling of the blood. All of these can only be done by men, not women. Even if this woman is a bas kayan, she cannot do any of the things we mentioned before. Smuchais, tenufais, etc. The only thing a woman can do is minchas saita unazira. And the Gemara says, from all the aforementioned halachas, we learn from special psukim. For example, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, which is referring saying only for men, v'lei b'nei Yisrael. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer said, we learn that a mincha seita needs a tnufa to be done by its owner, even if the owner is a woman. This is learned from Yad Yad Mishlamim. Just like by Shlamim, the Bailam does it. So too by seita, the Bailam, the seita herself, does it. However, the Kayan has to help her out by putting his hand under the seita's hand. The Mishnah. Any mitzvah which is tluya ba'aretz, depends on the land, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Anything that doesn't apply to land applies in both Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz, except for Arla and Klayim. These, even though they apply to land, are chayev even in Chutzaretz. Arla is the first 3 years peres are usher to eat. Rebbe Lazar says, even chadash applies in Chutzaretz. Chadash is grain products made from wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, that took root during the current year, since the previous 16th day of Nisan. The Torah says that it's usher to eat chadash, these new grain products, until after the hakravas ha'omer, the sacrificing of the omer karban, or nowadays, in the absence of the omer, until after the 16th day of Nisan, which is in Eretz Yisrael, or until the 17th day of Nisan in Chutz La'aretz because of the sveika, the yoma. Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara. Mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz are dependent on land, because the word bia, coming to Eretz Yisrael, is written by it. Things which have to do with a person's guf, i.e. Shabbos, tefillin, etc., are nahegas both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. But if it's a mitzvah that has to do with land, it's only nayeg in Eretz Yisrael. Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz because of the halacha l'maishim b'Sinai, and klayim applies because of a din d'rabbanan. And Rabbi Lazar adds chadash, as we mentioned before. Does he mean lekula, the Gemara asked, that chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael, or does he mean lechumra, that chadash applies even in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara answers, lechumra, that Rabbi Elazar is machmir, that chadash applies even in Chutz La'aretz. We know that this is a machlaikis. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah is of the opinion that this Isser of Chadash only applies to grain grown in Eretz Yisrael, but no such restriction applies min ha-Torah to grain grown outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer, as we said before, disagrees and says that the Isser of Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. The Baal HaTshumas and the Or Zeruah rule with the Tanakhama that Chadash is not prohibited in Chutz La'aretz. The Rif and the Rush, however, note that the last Mishnah in Arla clearly states that Chadash is prohibited min ha-Torah, even in Chutz La'aretz, and the Mishnah does not mention any opposing view. Therefore, as we know the rule is, following the general principle of Halacha Kistam Mishnah, they rule in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer that Chadash is prohibited even in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam in Hilchas Machalais Asurais, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Seif Simen Tav Pei Tes, and Yeradeya Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis, paskin this Halacha in accordance with the view that Chadash is Osir even in Chutz La'aretz. The Tur adds that since in Chutz La'aretz we have a Sveika D'Yema, when it comes to Yantav, we can't begin eating Chadash until Yud Zayin Nisan, not the Eretz Yisrael Dekates Zayin Nisan. However, many of the subsequent Paiskim, including the Bach, the Taz, Yeradeya Simen, Reish Tzadik Gimel, and the Magid Avram and Arachayim Simen Tafpei Tes, note, however, that the general population of their day were lax with regard to this Isser and commonly partook in Chadash products. Part of the basis of this is, although the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, as we mentioned before, but since the Mishnah in Kedushin here is a Machlaikis, we can say Stam of the Akarkach Machlaikis, and therefore the rule is we don't have to paskin like the Stam Mishnah anymore. Lamaisa, while some Paiskim, including the Bir Hagra, strongly discouraged this practice and held that this Halacha really leaves no room for being makel on this matter, others presented various suggestions in explaining a possible basis for this lenient practice in view of the great difficulty involved in obtaining yashan, non-chadash products throughout the winter in those areas. The Bach, who is really the basis for how most of the world today is makel, he holds that although chadash is applicable in Chutz La'aretz, it only applies to grain grown by Jewish farmers, and not to goyish-grown grain, and he accordingly permits eating chadash grown by goyim. Others, however, disagree with the Bach, because Tosfos over here on the Aflamid Vavamid base and other Rishonim, including the Mordechai, the Rush, and the Marami Rottenberg, explicitly state, contrary to the Bach, that the prohibition of Chadash applies even to grain grown by Goyim. And therefore, they offer other suggestions as grounds for leniency. In conclusion, the Mishnah Brewer writes that it's preferable for a Baal Nefesh, someone who is very observant, to refrain from eating Chadash if possible, and not to rely on these various kulas. And Lamaisa today, in many communities, including in Brooklyn, Muncie, Chicago, Baltimore, I'm personally familiar with quite a number of people who are makpid to eat yashan and not to eat chadash. Regarding mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, the Raket Shavar clears a hakira. When we're dealing with these mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, is the kedushas Eretz Yisrael a mechayev that caused it to be effective in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's pater b'chutz la'aretz, or is it already chayev, but chutz la'aretz creates a special patur? An afkamina would be on land which was in between, some land which wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael before Yerusha the Yeshiva. Why by Shabbos do we need a pasuk of b'chol moshvei seichem that you're chayev? Isn't it pashut that one is mechayev on Shabbos even outside of Chutz La'aretz? Our answer is, since Shabbos is mentioned together with each pasuk that discusses Yontav, I would think, just like Yontav needs a proclamation of Bezdin, i.e. Kiddush HaChodesh, so does Shabbos. Kamashmon, the pasuk of b'chol moshvei seichem teaches us that Shabbos doesn't need any proclamation, and it's automatically Shabbos on the seventh day, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael. From B'chol Moshe V'Seichem by Pesach, we learn that even though we don't have a Karban Pesach today, we still have a chiyuv to eat matzah umarer, even though they don't hinge on the Pesach, because the Pesach said, al matzahs umarerim yochlu. From Pesachim we learn that matzah today is midaraisa, but marer is only a chiyuv midrabanan. On the seventh day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. He was also born on Zion Adar. The mun stopped falling, but they had enough mun in their kelim to last until Tes Zion Nisan, the day Yashan became Chodesh. The Cheshbon of Zion Adar comes from the fact that Bnei Yisrael came up from the Yarden 33 days after Moshe Rabbeinu died, and since they came up on Yud Nisan, if you subtract 33 days, 30 days of Avelus from Moshe, and 3 days of preparation, you end up on Zion Adar. And we know that he was born on Zion Adar, since we know Hashem fills the days of Tzaddikim, so that they live out their full life. And since Moshe said, Ben Mea V'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, he died on his 120th birthday, i.e. he was then born on Zion Adar, he died on Zion Adar. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that there are 3 mitzvahs given to Klal Yisrael the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael: Chadash, Klayim, and Arla. And these mitzvahs apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. This Gemara obviously holds L'chumra by Chadash. From the Zed Dvar HaShemitah, we learn that there are two types of Shemitah which we keep in year 7. Shemitah's Karka, which is resting of the land, and Shemitah's Ksafim, which is what makes loans void. We learn that Chadash is Asa Min HaTorah, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Orla in Chutz Laretz is a Halacha, i.e. it's a Minig, or it means in Halacha L'Mesh Mishinai, and Klayim is Midivrei Seifrim. Taflam B'tes. Finally, we say they made a gzera that in Chutz Laretz we still must be careful with Arla, and those that make a mockery of it will have no descendants. But others hold that in Chutz Laretz there is no halacha of Arla. And at this point, we will conclude our shir.